integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
JulieNewmarkMusic.com is where that music dime store Halo is bringing us in today. JulieNewmarkMusic.com. Thank you, Julie, for that stuff. Sonar, thanks for rolling that music out. The last time I would talk to my buddy, he was calling me from the great country of Mexico. And he said he was standing across from this drink stand, and it was 7 in the morning on a Tuesday. He's that kind of person. And he says, I've got a terrible hangover, and they want to mix me a drink called Levante la Muerta, or Lift the Dead. And he said he thinks they're adding pharmaceuticals to it. I said, don't drink it. And he goes, but my head is going to explode if I don't drink it. And I said, do you really want to do a drink in Mexico called Lift the Dead? And he says, I'm risking it. And he drank it, and an hour later he called me, said it was all gone. I wish him luck on those adventures. But in the absence of the rest of us mortals who may go out and imbibe a little too much, or in my case, if I just mix two glasses of the wrong wines, I get a headache the next day. I'm a wimp. If I have beer before wine, I'll have two of them. It won't matter. I can still get a headache the next day. There is now something called headache or hangover yoga. Now, that is one of the last things I would have thought of doing, is kind of exercising your way through it. But this stuff apparently really works. And in an ongoing effort to keep people away from Advil and NSAIDs and these pain relievers that potentially have other problems in the body, it might be time to get your tights on, head outside, and stretch your way to a clear head.
Well, this is... You know, I don't know. I'm sort of skeptical here. This might be a crazy marketing, but why would you market yoga? I mean, yoga is pretty much, it can sell itself. But okay, now for the yoga. So this isn't like power yoga, right? There aren't really any fancy tricks, no upside downs and backwards, nothing intense, right? Because that would probably be like the last thing you need when it came to having a headache or a hangover. This is just kind of a yoga that's more... Probably, I mean, what does it do? Let's talk about when you're feeling hungover. Why is that? Let me tell you. I'll tell you why. Here's the facts.
Because you've read about this, Holly.
Yeah. Right. I don't know this. Yeah, I have not. I don't know this from personal experience. Okay, so you really can only, this is on an average, all right? So an average, metabolize through your liver one alcoholic drink an hour, okay? And so let's define what a drink is, because... I do fly quite a bit, and I lecture here and there, and I've got those Sky Mall magazines in the back of my seat pocket. And the last time I looked, there was a glass that you could buy off of Sky Mall that holds an entire bottle of wine. And of course, then most people are like, well, I just had a glass of wine. I'm not understanding what your problem is and or why I'm feeling this way the next day. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about an average of wine, 6 ounces. Okay, that's not even a cup. That's 6 ounces of wine. That's an app. So we're talking about 1 ounce of hard alcohol, and then we're talking about 12 ounces of a 3.5% alcohol beer. Okay, because now, of course, there's high octane 10.10% beers or what have you. and it's the alcohol that needs to be processed in your liver, and it can only go so fast. So, and because the first phase, it actually, when you detoxify alcohol in your liver, there's two phases. And phase one is kind of like you going around the house and grabbing all of the garbage, the toxic stuff, the garbage in your house, and you set it outside. Phase two is the garbage man taking it away, okay? So here's the deal. You drink too fast, too much too fast. Phase one happens, and guess what? The garbage is accumulating. It's actually now metabolized into something that's even stronger and more harmful than alcohol. And if phase two doesn't keep up and or get shut down, then that's where you feel like, oh my dear Lord. That's what the hangover is. So let's talk about how yoga helps that. So it probably increases circulation, right? So even if you stretch into a non-intense, non-upside down, no tricks, no bells, no whistles pose, you've got the Golgi receptor sites, those stretch receptors in your body probably flushing your veins to get your circulation going. Your breathing probably gets a little bit more intense. You start to perspire, so you're sort of automatically detoxing by perspiration, respiration, right? Circulation. We're getting things moving and getting things out. Do you think that's what's the mechanism of action of this touted headache hangover yoga?
You know, I think with the right poses, yes. I think that. Did I ever tell you about the whale's tail, though? I need to tell you this. I had a patient who came in. She says she's only doing one drink a day, and she's not getting better. And so finally I said, how big is your drink? You know, what kind of thing? She goes, well, it always fills the whale's tail. So she brought this glass in, Holly. It's two full bottles of vodka, and it's this loving cup with a head of a whale on one end, and it goes all the way to the tail. This lady was the most perfectly dressed Mrs. June Cleaver woman I've ever met in my life. And she was completely blottoed all day. She drank two full bottles of vodka every day. But where I think yoga comes in is the sweating, the circulation, in the movement. I think it's exactly right. In the simple poses like warrior pose, child pose, and basic stretching will usually loosen you up enough as long as you hydrate with it. Alcohol is also dehydrating. That's one of the main principles of also the headache syndrome from it. The other thing is that, like you said, the phase two, and it depends on the quality of the liqueur or booze. If you're doing jello shots off of somebody's neck, you're probably not going to get a quality liqueur, and that's going to give you a worse hangover if you're doing a fine sipping whiskey. Yes, Holly, what were you going to say?
That's a jello and body shot at the same time, a jello shot off somebody's neck. Where has this show gone? So where can people though find this are there like classes for are there like early morning classes?
No, here's where this is coming from. This lady was looking at hotels to have her wedding at, and one of them in Mexico offered hangover yoga the morning after the wedding. And wrote this whole blog about how they just got out, stretched, and they did it. And I was wondering if they might have had some drinks on the way out to the hangover yoga. But the idea, you know, the reason why I want to do a segment on this is to let people know that number one, there are a lot of ways to avoid it. Alternating a drink with water, for example, you have a beer, you have a glass of water, you do those things. The quality of the booze is very, very important, and mixing different types of booze are all factors in it. But the other reason why I did this is we've got to stop sucking down all the ibuprofen and Tylenol out there, because these long-term have some very dramatic effects. Yeah, once in a while, they're probably not going to hurt you, but if you're someone with a heart issue and you take a Tylenol for a hangover, it puts you at risk. It doubles your risk of a cardiac event, such as heart attack. And if you can go out and your Mexican package includes morning yoga, get it. And they have specific poses that they use to get circulation to the brain, get you sweating, get your lymph moving. And I believe it is something that might dramatically improve not only the fun you have, but the safety you have during a vacation. And avoiding the Levante la Muerte. Would you drink something called Lift the Dead in the morning?
Probably. I think I would probably, I got to tell you, I'm just going to tell you, I would go for that before the yoga, because at this age, I don't have a tolerance for very much for having much pain. I mean, I know I can push myself hard from an athlete's perspective, but a hangover, I'm like, I'm probably going to do hair of the dog, a little homeopathy, and get it over with. I'm like, nope, I'll start with like the Lift the Dead, then I'll continue with water and just call it a day. Here's the thing, though. I love that you're giving these sensible ideas for people to not have hangovers, so not have to seek out what I think is a marketing tool of this venue. Have your wedding here because we have hangover yoga. Forget about it. I think it's brilliant, but come on. Yoga. So alcohol is designed. Yes, and alcohol is designed, though. You know, you can say it. Maybe if you set an alarm on your, your smartphone or something, but you can say, I'm only going to have two drinks tonight, or I'm going to drink water between each of my drinks. But then alcohol is designed to actually kind of numb that area of your brain that makes those decisions when you're sober. So you kind of, I don't know, you have to watch. It is a slippery slope, kids.
Hangover yoga, it won't make the person next to you look any better or get you to know them any worse, but it may help you avoid Advil, Tylenol, things. Look it up. Maybe the thing for you. Radio MD, no matter how bizarre or weird, we'll bring it to you and have a little fun with it at the same time.